Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
And now your latest gossip being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union and purchase or refi a car loan with them and send your car payment on a vacation and make no payments until fall. Give yourself some breathing room. Visit pvcu.org for all the details. All right, so details on dirt. What's going on this morning, Dina?
Well, shocking news that Simone Biles pulled out of the U.S. team gymnastics finals. But it was after when she admitted it wasn't a physical injury that led to her leaving, but rather the emotional toll of the Tokyo Games. So she told Hoda on Today that, you know, coming to the Olympics and being head star is not an easy feat. And it's mental. And she says we're dealing with a couple of things internally. And where it is, she also pulled out of the individual all around where she is the defending champion. So there was, you know, the thought that she might still compete for individual medals, but it looks like that's not going to happen. You know, the team won silver. Russia took home the gold, the first time in a long time. And a lot of people, though, supporting her. You know, her mom,
I would hope so.
Her biological mom says no matter what happens next, she'll be okay. Her boyfriend, NFL star Jonathan Owens, he also threw support to the team, saying that he was proud of y'all. And, you know, it's been a lot of people supporting her and a lot of people against her for her decision.
Well,
but
really
ultimately,
should.
It's her decision.
Yeah, support her. I mean, she still goes down as the greatest of all time, one of the greatest gymnasts of all time. So it's not like this is going to taint her record or anything like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know what a lot of people are pointing out, too, is she's only 24. That's a lot of weight, the weight of the world on your shoulders. And, you know, if you're not mentally there, you could injure yourself. And that is the big thing that people are saying is like she, if she's not mentally into it, then she could land wrong. She could, you know, with things that she does, she could put herself out of the sport forever.
I hurt myself just by watching.
Yep.
Pulled a hamstring.
That was weird.
Yeah.
Scott Disick from Keeping Up with the Kardashians was supposed to make an already rescheduled appearance Friday night at a restaurant in Saratoga Springs, according to Page Six, and he bailed on them yet again.
Aww.
There was this whole back and forth about his team saying, like, you guys need to get him a little plane. He needs a plane to get there. No, wait. No, he doesn't. No, wait. Yes, he does. Actually, could it be a helicopter? No, wait. We don't need it. Wait. Yes, we do.
Oh, it sounded like he wanted out. I mean, really?
Yeah, he wanted out
of this event.
He really needs a submarine.
Yeah, that's what he needed. In the end, they thought he was going to be there. He wasn't. They had to issue refunds. So guess what? Now they're considering suing him.
Nice.
Can you blame them?
That whole argument that you just went through.
I know, right?
Oh, annoying.
I'm going to sue you. No, I'm not. Yes, I am. No, I'm not. I think I am. Lizzo trying to be a responsible person. She's asking her fans to stay away from her in the interest of her safety and their safety. And she said, I don't care who you are. You could be the nicest person. You could be vaccinated, quadruple vaccinated. But if you see me, please give me 6 feet. This is coming back and people are being real sloppy with personal space. She's right about that. Have you noticed some people are getting a little more lax about the whole personal space thing?
Yeah, and some people take liberties. They're like, hey, let me put my arm around you. You know, I'm sure she gets that a lot from fans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A good reason to stay away.
And she loves you. She just wants to love you from a distance.
Yeah. We always stay 6 feet away because
easy.
I've never met her, so. Won't come on the show, so.
That's right.
True. Yeah. And Matt Damon, you know, he's one of the biggest, like, diehard Boston sports fans, but he just admitted in an interview that he would root against the Patriots in a Super Bowl if they went against Tom Brady's Buccaneers. So.
Oh, is it because Tom is there?
Yeah. Totally. Oh. He said, I love that guy. And he even ended this interview with, go Bucks. He didn't have to throw that in.
Right.
You can hear it for yourself at TMZ.com, but go Bucks.
They're taking back the key to the city of Boston.
Wow.
Right, Matt Damon.
Ashamed
of him. Traitor. Yeah, give it to Ben Affleck instead.
There you go.
That's your dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
It's the Kellogg Crew Morning Show on 94.7 WMAS.
Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Purchase or refi a car loan with them and send your car payment on a summer vacation. Make no payments until fall. Visit pvcu.org for all the details. All right, so details on Dirt. Dina, what do you have about Lady Gaga and more?
Well, we're rooting for Lady Gaga to win Olympic gold.
Sure, always.
She can buy her own gold.
It's true. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're wondering what is Lady Gaga doing in the Olympics, it's not actually her. People, though, just can't get over how much Jordanian Taekwondo fighter Juliana Al-Sadiq resembles Lady Gaga.
Oh,
Twitter
is
exploding
so
with
fun.
Comments.
Yeah.
I love it.
And it is true because I've looked at the photos and she does look like Lady Gaga. So people are wondering, why is Lady Gaga at the Olympics? Well, someone else said there can be 100 people at the Olympics and one of them is Lady Gaga competing for a Taekwondo medal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, how do we know it's not really her? Maybe she, you know, have we ever seen them in the same Taekwondo competition at the same time?
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She didn't want to draw attention to herself. I get that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, hey, I don't want any attention. I'm just going to do my sport.
Yep. I believe
it. We wish Juliana or Lady Gaga or whoever she may be the best of luck. A judge has ruled Kelly Clarkson has to pay Brandon Blackstock, her soon-to-be ex, both spousal and child support. So according to documents backdating to April 1st, Kelly has been required to pay Brandon $150,000 a month in spousal support and another over $45,000 a month in child support.
Now, I know he's a music producer, but obviously he doesn't bring in that much.
I don't think so, because he's getting all this child support now and all this spousal support. So think about that, almost $200,000 a month until they reach a final settlement. So I'd ask the judge if we could fast track that settlement.
Yeah.
How do you live on $5,000 a day? How do you make ends meet?
Barely.
Right. Here's somebody I rarely report on, but I do when he does this. His name's Lil Uzi Vert. I've mentioned him before. He put his $24 million pink diamond back into his forehead. You might recall. I talked about him putting it in.
Yeah.
And then it bled so much they had to take it out. So now he put it back in. It's an actual $24 million pink diamond set in his forehead.
Wow, like a third eye or something.
Pretty much. Huh. And if that wasn't enough, according to Up Rocks, he actually got a tattoo on his tongue. So,
oh my gosh.
Mama must be proud.
No McDonald's for a few days? I ain't doing it.
I know, that's rough.
Jeez.
Bob Odenkirk, who is from Better Call Saul, he was reportedly rushed to the hospital in New Mexico. He collapsed on the set. He's still getting medical care, according to Variety. No word on what happened, but he is currently filming the sixth and final season of the Breaking Bad spinoff.
So good, Better Call Saul. Also in the movie Nobody, he gets beat up there.
I don't think that's what landed him in the hospital, but let's hope that he's okay. Mm-hmm. And finally, the New Jersey Turnpike Authority just approved the new Garden State Parkway rest stops named after big names like Bon Jovi, Whitney Houston, Frank Sinatra.
Wait, where the bathrooms are?
So like a pee bear, my pee break is sponsored now?
Pretty much.
What is this?
Huh. Yep, this urinal brought to you by James Gandolfini, Connie Chung, Judy Blume, and more.
Wow, that's funny. I hope there's
bathroom Bon Jovi.
Hope there's Dippin' Dots at the Bon Jovi one.
Hey, an honor's an honor, right?
I guess so.
Yep.
Even if it's being flushed. And that's your dirt at 7:40. More fresh stuff in Dina's dirt at 8:40 with 94.7 WMAS.
It's the Kellogg Crew on 94.7 WMAS.
time now for Dina's Dirt, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can purchase or refi your car loan with a Pioneer Valley Credit Union loan, and you can take a vacation. That loan can take a vacation. Your car payment, no payment until fall. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Visit pvcu.org for all the details. All right, now details on Dirt. What's going on, Dina?
All right. Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher, they admit they don't bathe their kids very often. They've got a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old. And they said on Dax Shepard's Armchair Expert podcast that if you see the dirt on them, clean them. Otherwise, there's no point.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know if I agree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, how often do you, you're not supposed to bathe that often?
Couple times a week, at least,
yeah.
You know. So Mila admitted that's how she grew up, though. She said they didn't have hot water when she was a kid, so she didn't shower much anyway. But, you know, they still should be washed a couple times a week, even if you don't see dirt.
Yeah, the smell, you know, it's hot outside, mm-hmm. you know. Yeah, there's a lot of factors. Sure. You got to shower at least every couple days.
And, I mean, Ashton and Mila, when they do finally shower, they only use soap in the pits and the privates. They said Lever 2000, according to Ashton, just so you know.
Oh, good stuff.
So next time you think about kissing either one of them, that's something to keep in mind.
I'll always think of them while I'm in the shower. Thank you, Dina.
I always do.
Yeah.
Fans of Dua Lipa are calling on her to remove DaBaby from the remix of Levitating after his homophobic remarks. Apparently, you know, it's still out there, the song, so he's still making money from it. But he had shouted out a bunch of insults on stage recently that offended his LGBTQ+ fans. Dua has responded, according to OK. She said that she was surprised and horrified, and she doesn't recognize this as the person that she worked with. And so he himself has sort of half apologized, but some people suspect it's only because he's losing endorsements on it. Many of the royals, they're not thrilled with the crown. Because, you know, it basically, like, just puts her whole entire life on display in part fiction. Mm-hmm. So Fergie, Duchess of York, she kind of feels the opposite. So the show's most recent season, I think it's season 4, right, took place in the 80s, barely featured anything of Fergie, which is odd because Fergie and Princess Diana were such good friends.
Right.
So it makes sense to see her character included more. She said she even wrote to the executive producer of The Crown to not only offer input, but, you know,
yeah, here.
Can I star as myself?
They turned her down.
Oh, well, you can't so get sad. It wrong that way when you have the actual person writing it for you.
Right.
You know, I mean,
oh
no
yeah, you don't want a fact
here.
Checker when you're making drama, right?
Right, right. I don't think you're correct on your life. Sorry.
Well, if you've heard the rumors that Paris Hilton and her fiance are expecting, they are not true. Yes, in January, she said they were undergoing IVF treatments. But on her latest podcast, she said she woke up to about 3,000 texts, all her iPhones blowing up, everybody wishing her congratulations. Even though she is not pregnant, she said. She said she's got to wait till after the wedding because they're making her dress right now. She wants to make sure it looks gorgeous and fits perfectly. So, yeah, this is the Paris we all know.
Yeah.
For sure. I could totally believe that. She doesn't even know how these pregnancy rumors started, but she said maybe she shouldn't have worn her push-up bra during a recent date night out.
Wow. Yes. Okay.
What?
I think she should have wore it. But, you know, all it takes is, like, that one dude to mention it. You know what I mean? Then everybody jumps on it. It's true.
Yeah, you don't have to actually look like anything. Someone could just say, I think they're pregnant. And then people run with it,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. They say in the news, sources say.
Yeah.
But she's busy right now. I mean, you know, she's too busy with the wedding. And she's also, you know, got a plan picking out the twins that she wants and all the other features that come with the babies. I mean, that takes time.
Okay.
It's Paris Hilton. They're going to be designer babies. That's your Dirt at 8:40. More. Get all the reports in the podcast at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.